Residents in the U.S. state of Florida are beginning to assess the damage wrought by Hurricane Irma, with millions still without power. Meanwhile, some analysts are warning that storms like Irma are an indication of even worse environmental damage to come. Floridians are returning home after one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes ever recorded, uprooted trees and ripped roofs off buildings across the state. Now a tropical storm, Hurricane Irma has turned inland, flooding cities and bringing down power lines. It could take weeks to repair the damage, with an estimated cost in the billions of dollars. Police have arrested dozens of people for looting, while authorities have warned people to look out for snakes and alligators driven into floodwaters. There are still nearly 3 months left in the Atlantic hurricane season. Just weeks after Hurricane Harvey tore through the state of Texas, Irma descended, causing massive flooding and leaving around 60 people dead. In the Caribbean, the damage was even worse, with dozens killed and some islands reporting 90% of houses leveled. U.S. President Donald Trump says all those affected are in his thoughts.
Before we begin, I'd like to send our nation's prayers to everyone in the path of Hurricanes Irma and to everyone suffering through the devastation of Hurricane Harvey. And when we face hardship, we emerge closer, stronger, and more determined than ever.
The devastation is already fueling debate over climate change, with small island nations expected to bear the brunt of its negative effects. Mr. Trump has publicly questioned the existence of climate change and withdrawn the U.S. from an international accord to fight global warming. Speaking prior to Irma hitting the U.S., the Trump-appointed head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, declined to bring up climate change as being linked to the recent storm activity, saying it wasn't the right time. Meanwhile, France's environment minister took a swipe at the U.S. president, accusing him of ignoring the links between cause and effect. Even Pope Francis agrees that the science is settled on the issue and says those who deny it are stupid.
Whoever denies this must go to the scientists and ask them. They speak very clearly. The scientists are precise.
Mayor of Miami, Thomas Recalado, is one of around 300 mayors across the U.S. who have committed to reducing greenhouse emissions, regardless of the federal government's position. The Republican mayor has told the BBC to convince President Trump of the devastating effects of climate change, one must appeal to his business side.
We are living climate change in the city of Miami. What I think should happen is to have a very serious conversation about climate change and how the water is coming into Miami on a regular day. But we feel that we need to have the support of the state government, which refuses to acknowledge that, and also of the federal government.
It remains to be seen if the damage from Irma and Harvey will be enough to change the minds of the Trump administration.